This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Good morning, Macoupin County. Welcome to Mark My Words. I am Mark Duggar with the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. Additional tariff duties are increasing the magnitude of customs duties and slowing the growth in U.S. imports of goods from selected countries. As a direct result of the tariffs, U.S. imports from China during the first quarter of 2019 fell by $17 billion, or 14% from prior year levels. Year-over-year trade growth on imports of goods from China fell by 19% in March 2019 and was the second lowest level in nearly 20 years. Additional tariffs on China are likely to not only further reduce imports, but may also increase customs duties collected given that tariffs have increased from 10% to 25%, and the U.S. is considering tariffs on an additional $300 billion in Chinese goods. The tariffs on steel and aluminum, as well as on products imported from China, have increased tariff revenues by an estimated $25 billion since January 2018 and are on pace to reach or exceed $72 billion in customs revenue in 2019. Importantly, these customs duties are paid by the person or persons or entities importing the products, and these duties could ultimately be passed on to the U.S. consumer, given that they increase the transaction costs along the business supply chain. Farmers and ranchers nationwide are calling on the House to follow the Senate's lead in passing a disaster assistance bill that will help them and their rural communities recover from devastating weather events in recent years. Farms across the country endured an incredibly difficult year in 2018, and the trend continues in 2019 with challenging market prices and destructive weather conditions. Historic hurricanes Florence and Michael, with unprecedented wildfires, flooding, and other natural disasters, devastated agricultural regions throughout the nation. American Farm Bureau Federation President Zippy Duval said in a letter urging members of the House and Senate to support the Supplemental Disaster Relief Bill. After the U.S. raised tariffs on Chinese imports, China responded by raising tariffs on $60 billion in U.S. goods. Dave Salmonson, Senior Director of Congressional Relations at AFBF, explained in a recent Newsline interview that this means more lost market opportunities for American farmers. The new round of tariff increases doesn't directly affect major U.S. commodities, but will still have an impact on agriculture. Affected products are intermediate and final consumer-ready products, not major commodities, according to Salmonson. Examples include salted beef products, frozen strawberries, canned vegetables, canned cherries, and grape juice. A strong majority of farmers and farm workers say financial issues, farm or business problems, and fear of losing the farm impact farmers' mental health, according to a National Morning Consult research poll sponsored by AFBF in recognition of May as Mental Health Month. While some ways to manage stress are positive, others will obviously have a long-term negative impact. With these pressures as a backdrop, there are clear signals to identify potential mental health crisis situations for farmers and ranchers, according to Robin Tudor Markham, director of the North Carolina Agro-Medicine Institute. A recently introduced bill would enhance the accuracy of broadband coverage maps, a key step toward boosting high-speed internet across in rural Americas. The Bipartisan Broadband Data Improvement Act of 2019, backed by AFBF, would also better direct federal funds for broadband build-out. Broadband is no longer a luxury, it's a necessity. With limited funding and an overabundance of need, it is critical for federal programs to use accurate broadband maps to target and distribute its funding, AFBF President Zippy Duval said in a statement supporting the bill. The Growing Green Challenge opens August 1st, but teachers are encouraged to take a look at it now and start to plan for fall classes. Growing Green is the latest Purple Plow Challenge offered by the American Farm Bureau Foundation for Agriculture. In this challenge, students will learn about energy in various forms and design as well as build and share a solution that diversifies consumption. Congress can help mitigate the mounting economic threat to farmers and rural communities by renewing and extending the biodiesel tax credit AFBF, and other groups wrote recently in a letter to House and Senate leaders. The credit expired at the end of 2017. AFBF, the Agricultural Retailers Association, the American Soybean Association, and CoBank wrote that U.S. farmers produced record crops over the past several years but are still facing economic headwinds. Commodity prices are at decade lows, and farm income is down 44% compared to 5 years ago, due in part to disruptions in export markets that account for over half of U.S. soybean sales and one-fifth of total U.S. farm sales. And on behalf of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, I am Mark Duggar. Have a great day, and God bless America.